And now let's catch up with one of the Carlton defenders. In fact, the co-captain last night in Sam Rowe, who joins us on the program. Sam, thanks for your time this morning. It was obviously a massive week. How did last night go in your eyes?
Yeah, well, it was obviously a different week, a pretty heavy week for the boys. But I think the one thing last night, we were just trying to keep it pretty simple. And a couple of things we focused on for the game were pretty much just to be competitive in our tackling and our hard balls and stuff like that. So in that sense, we made some good improvements. There's still obviously a fair few areas of the game that we need to address. But I guess the positive from the night was we had a crack, and I think that's the baseline of what we need going forward.
Yeah, I think everyone would agree with that. Just before we talk more about the game, from a player point of view, how was the week? How difficult was the week? And obviously the game last Friday night didn't end the way you would have liked, and that meant there was pressure on, there was a lot happening in the media. What was it like internally in the lead-up and then on the day?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot happening. It was a big week for everyone. I think it's definitely... It took its toll on a few boys, and everyone deals with it, you know, in their own way. And I think it was good just to finally, well, I mean, I guess we've got to reflect back on it and just take Mick as what he is, and he's a great coach and someone that has had a big impact on the game. So I think we just reflect back on it and, you know, remind ourselves of how good a coach he's been. And just remind ourselves of the impact he's had on us as well. So,
but was it good? Was it good? And I know without disrespecting Mick, was it good that it in some ways came to a conclusion so you could get on with things?
Well, I guess the club's made the change, and when you get the change, you've just got to move on and deal with it. There's no other way to go about it, really. So the change was made, and we move on, and now we're right behind JB.
It happened on Tuesday. Sam, when did Barks discuss it? When did the club discuss it? And that was closure leading up to the game.
Yeah, well, as a leadership group, we caught up with Barks on the Tuesday arvo as well. So we're all from that point. We're all on the same page, and we're all right behind JB. So from that point, we sort of addressed it as what it is. You know, everyone sort of. JB's head was spinning a bit, and you know, it was a big day for everyone. So from that point on, we tried to refocus back into winning some games of footy, and that's what we're aiming to do.
Sorry to harp on it, but he's the record holder of the most games coached. When Mick spoke to the players on Tuesday, how did you receive that?
Well, yeah, it's just disappointing that probably Mick went out that way. He'll be remembered as one of the great coaches of the game, and that's how he should be remembered. I think personally, I've got a lot of respect for Mick, and he's had a really big impact on my footy career. So I've got nothing but good things to say about Mick, and I guess that's the way the business is. Though I guess it's a pretty ruthless business, and the change was made, and we move on.
Sam, I think your first speech when you get up in front of the playing group as the interim coach, or any coach for that fact, you get the opportunity to make a stamp on the group immediately, and the group are probably judging what John's going to say for the very first time. Can you give us an insight into what his first words were, what that first message was?
His whole message is there's no one person that's going to fix where we're at. You know, we're all in this together. He's the caretaker coach, and he's the coach for the rest of the season. But the message is we're all in this together. We all have to work together and be united to come out the other end.
Sam, we can... No, hang on, there we go. I've just pressed the button right. Sam, we can promise you we will talk about the game in a second. But, most players, when they go back at their career, the coach who gave them the biggest opportunity tends to be the one at foremost in their mind as to who had the biggest impact on their career. So is that what you're getting at with Mick and what he means to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's the coach that I played all my footy under, and he's the coach that, really backed me in and allowed me to make something of my career. So I'll forever remember Mick for that, and I, that won't change in the future.
Final one from me about this.
Yep.
And it's a free swipe. What do you think of the media's treatment towards Mick? Well, how did you personally view it?
I felt like the media was coming pretty hard at him, and I know they're entitled to it, but he's right, the bugger. You know, I guess that's the business we're in, isn't it? You take the good with the bad, and the media were coming pretty hard at him, but you know, that's no one's immune to it. So
sounds like you didn't like it.
Hey,
sounds like you didn't like it though.
well, you know, I think in the end. We're supporting Mick. We were supporting Mick, and we were doing our best to try and get ourselves out of it. So every now and then it would be nice for the media to get behind you, but that's not the way it goes. So we move on.
Matters football last night, and probably take you out of the fire and out of the frying pan into the fire. you're a backman. Adam Goods was playing as a forward. He kicked a goal last night, and it's been much talked about, and it's all over the news. He did his celebratory war dance of sorts. Did he, in your mind, direct that and aim it up at that group of Carlton supporters?
I've got no idea. I mean, that's Goodsy's culture, so he's entitled to
it. I'm only asking because you were down there close to that area.
Yeah. I don't know if he's directing that at Carlton supporters or whatnot, so, you have to ask him, really.
Because you know Adam from your days there, don't you?
Yeah, I played with him, yep.
Yeah.
Did you take offence?
No, not at all.
Because I didn't think
his culture, so we respect that entirely.
Sorry for cutting you off there. I didn't think one player on the ground took any offence, but half of Australia seemed to.
They had no idea what he was doing.
Well,
at the start, it went for an elongated period, didn't it?
Yeah, no doubt it did. No doubt it did. I thought it was true. My personal opinion was true. Well, that's one controversy. That's two controversies down.
What else have we got for him?
What else are you doing?
Making goods in.
Seth Blatter being reappointed, Sam. Only joking.
That was controversial. When you see Buddy kick three goals in that short period of time, are you thinking to yourself, bloody hell, do I have to make the move myself? Do I wait for Barks to send someone out? Or what goes through your head when that's happening?
We're all in it together. So we like to think that the goals aren't kicked on the individual. They're kicked on us as a team. So we're all, wide as on him at the time. And there's probably a few other things we've identified at the field that we can stop the ball getting to Bud, because honestly, it doesn't really matter who's on him at times. He can usually do those things on anyone.
That's straight out of the fullback's manual, that one.
What did you try and do? Obviously, you would have planned for Buddy because you thought you might have got him at some stage of the game. So when you go to Buddy, what are you ensuring to do from the outset?
Well, it's just try to minimise his great strengths, which are he's a real powerful athlete, and he's quick for a big guy. So, and you probably wouldn't say I'm too quick myself. So, probably just trying to take that away from him as much as he can. Try and get in his space and just make it difficult for him to get a touch. That's basically the way we go about it.
I thought you played really, really well, and I mean that. I thought
Buddy was on, wasn't it?
I thought Buddy was looking at 10, 11, which we don't see in today's footy. The fact that you got seven, I thought you did an absolutely terrific job.
Cheers.
Yeah, you got four on you, and they had 62 entries. I think they had about 14 at quarter time. So it actually was a really, really good effort.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
You're getting embarrassed by our praise there, Sam.
You played well. Oh, yeah, great.
It's about the team upfield when the goals are kicked, but when they say you play well, you say, yeah, thanks, guys.
Sam, there was one thing which Kingy and I saw last night,
and
that was there was a chip sideways which went to young Jetta, who chipped the ball to Goodsy. Everybody had a man. There was
Tommy Bell.
Yeah, Tommy Bell sideways, who failed to come and engage
Jetta.
And also Tut was in the back line by himself. Do you feel down there, have you got that strength of position now, and now that you're titled, to actually start pointing fingers before the deed Not after, because that can be very destructive. But pointing fingers, saying, cover here, move there. Get. Is there much of that that goes on? Because from the outside, we feel, and it's only from the outside, and we don't know, we feel that there isn't a lot of directorship going on in the Carlton back line.
Yeah, well, that's something we are working on. I think it's just getting that connection between, so say, the forwards and the mids, like your Belly and Tuddy, whoever's there at the time, getting that connect between the back line and them as well. So, as a defensive group, we know what we're doing, but we need to make sure everyone else is filling the space or engaging that contest. I'm not quite sure which one you're talking about, but, we're always constantly working on that, so it is something we're working on.
Can I ask how many hours John Barker would have had to actually physically coach you this week, to actually get you on the park and work through, whether it be a structural component or the way you want to move the ball, how many hours he would have had with you this week?
We had our main training before Mick was sacked, so he had... we had about 20 minutes on the game.
Well, why didn't he get it right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That is amazing. So that 20 minutes, what did you spend that 20 minutes doing? I mean, let us in a little bit. Is it about ball movement? Is it about how you want to change your defence?
Yeah, that was the day before the game, so it's typically a pretty light run. It's a little bit of ball movement stuff, but with it being a day before the game, you don't do too much. So it's a bit of light ball movement, a bit of... structure stuff.
Are we expecting to see your defensive mechanisms change a little bit, Sam?
We'll certainly tweak with things. There's not going to be wholesale changes in the way we go about it. We're looking to tweak the way we're moving the ball and tweak, a couple of our strategies and how we're setting up and our structures as well.
Sam, you've been brilliant this morning. I want to ask you about the future of...
Another compliment.
He's been fantastic. Carlton fans listening to this right now will say, where is our club going? You know, God almighty, we've just sacked the coach. We don't know how many years we're away from being a top six, top four competitor. How long do you think it will take, and will you? I hope you'll be there all the way through. How long do you think it'll take before Carlton is once again... not so much a powerhouse, but a strong contributor to the competition?
That's a question that no one will really know the answer to until it happens. But what I do know is we're putting the right processes in place. You know, we certainly haven't had the year that we were looking for so far. But, there's been a lot of change throughout the club. And, in the last 12 months or the last 24 months, we've turned over 24 players in the last 2 years. There's been a big change upstairs, and everyone is on the same page now, and we are working towards being a consistently good team. So, whether it's 12 months or not, but footy turns around pretty quickly, so as you know. So it could be any time soon.
Sam, apparently Matty Cruiser almost got to the line last week, but he didn't get there this week as well. How far off is he? What's his status?
Yeah, he's going to have a run in the VFL tomorrow, so we're hoping Cruz gets through that well, and then he'll put his hand up again. So we're hoping.
Good luck.
Any time.
Sam, we really appreciate your time. Not a particularly easy one for you. Hopefully next time we chat to you, it will be a little easier and on brighter circumstances, but appreciate your honesty this morning. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, Dan. Cheers.
Sam Rowe.